This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Slander, dangerous weapon of cowards. One of the greatest and most dangerous, and in the meantime, most popular corruptions of tongue is slander. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of For a Better Life, where today, this is Nahid having the honor of hosting you on another episode. As we started today's episode by remembering the most dangerous weapon of tongue, we are going to talk about slander, the harmful, at the same time, the most important thing that we need to be considered of regarding our tongues and the words we choose to use. Slander indicates mentioning hidden weak points and faults of others so that if they hear, they will be disturbed. These points are either concerned with religion, with the moral beliefs, spiritual and social aspects. It's okay to see people, but let's review that it's not okay and acceptable to start judging people, and more importantly, start to use our tongue in the favor of slander. So there are several motives for slander, of course. The first one can be revenge. Like, let's see the roots first, the reasons for which we might fall in the trap of slander. And then we're going to go deeper into the ways to solve this issue. So the first one can be revenge, like as there is no easier and simpler way than slander for damaging a person's reputation and character, for like extinguishing flames of spite and revenge blazing in the hearts of some people. The second thing can be envy. As the envious person always wishes for end of blessings of the envied one, when he cannot achieve his purpose or her purpose, for compensating it, they try to damage the other person's reputation and credit through slander or revealing their weak points and relieving the fire of their own envy in this way. The other trap, which can be there always for us, is acquitting ourselves from a committed sin. In other words, we try to simplify or justify our actions through mentioning the faults of others. The other thing can be mockery or deride. Of course, mockery and laughing at others has several motives. And after rooting of its factors in man's entity, one of the ways of realization of this goal is slander. The other thing can be amusement. There are a lot of people who engage in mentioning weak points and faults of the others only for amusement or warming circles or even being in the meeting and being called the fun person around. Because sometimes regarding other people, no other sin is sweeter than slander. So it should also be said that people, not only people enjoy amusement, but also enjoy causing others to laugh. The other motive can be the excitation of curiosity instinct. This instinct, which is one of the most powerful man's instinct, invites us to urge others for slander and revealing weak points of different individuals. And perhaps the sweetness of slander for some people originates from the false understanding of our instinct. Such people enjoy knowing mysteries and faults of others and are curious about them, and therefore make the others to slander more eagerly and enthusiastically. Of course, taking into account these factors can be effective to help us all to treat slander as well.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back to For a Better Life, where today we first started talking about the different perspectives and aspects toward slander. The motives that are always around, they are always there, and we are at the risk of falling into the traps of them. Now, regarding the dangers of slander, let's just mention the importance of this sin in the view of Quran and the tradition of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And then we will see how we can solve it in a better way. Although most people do not respect this issue, the original Islamic resources have put an extra emphasis on it. The most vigorous interpretations are seen in the Holy Book of Quran and traditions concerning slander. And now we are going to mention some of them in order to get a view of the way Islam is showing and is explaining this issue to us. The Holy Book of Quran has considered the slander as an inhuman action and has introduced it as eating flesh of a dead brother, because in Islam's view, a Muslim's brother reputation and prestige is respectable as his blood. It is noteworthy that in the Holy Book of Quran, suspicion, spying, and slander are respectively forbidden, where Quran says, "All you who believe, shun much suspicion. For you, some suspicion is a crime. And spy not, neither backbite one another. Would one of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Yeah, abhor that. So abhor the other and keep your duty to Allah. Allah is relenting, the merciful." And this interpretation may indicate that first a man is involved in suspicion, and suspicion leads him to spying, and spying too leads them in revealing the hidden faults of individuals, and this is the Islamic recommended source of slander. Once Prophet was talking to his friends, and then he was speaking so loudly that even the girls in the house too heard. Our Prophet was saying, "Oh, the group who has believed by tongue, but not by hearts, do not slander about a Muslim, and do not spy their secret affairs. The one who is curious for the secret affairs of his religious brothers, God shall reveal his own secret affairs and scandalize him inside his own house." So the point of non-compatibility of slander with the spirit of belief may indicate that the first sign of belief is observing the right of a believer, and this is in contradiction with slander. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is also reported to have said, "One who says that he has seen and heard about a believer is among those that God has told about them. Those who like the vices to spread among believers, there shall be a painful chastisement for them." So the point of the issue is clear, because considering that in most cases, faults are included among religious, faults revealing hidden faults of people, and these may cause the others to take other views for performing sins and disobedience, and consequently spreading the vibe of making the sins and spread the bad negative vibe within the communities. So that is why in Islam also, again, it is highlighted that the value and the effect, the value of controlling ourselves in front of the slander, and even the value of knowing that we are at the danger and at the risk of slander are really important. Now let's end today's episode with one very short part of Sahli Shirazi's Bosan, the Iranian prose writer and poet, and see the way he, as the artist, is wearing the glasses of the beauty of literature and at the same time keeping the beauty of Islamic beliefs in mind, and how he is going to put these beliefs into the form of a prose. "Speak no evil concerning the good or the wicked, for thus thou wrongs the former and makes an enemy of the latter. Know that he who defames another reveals his own faults. If thou speak evil of anyone, thou art sinful, even though what thou sayest be true. Let's wish you a better life and great moments. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be there.